Let's stay in school a bit longer. Universities across the world are facing an excruciating decision. When is it okay to bring students back to class? I'm talking brick-and-mortar instruction here, being in an actual classroom. Many universities have already announced that they're moving much of their curricula online for the fall semester. Cambridge University in England is taking things further. No face-to-face lectures all the way through the summer of 2021. Smaller teaching groups could happen in person if social distancing guidelines are met. This has stirred up a debate whether freshman students should even bother to enroll in Cambridge or just defer their first year of studies. Reva Kapoor is a second-year student at Cambridge. So what do you think about your school's decision to hold lectures online?
I actually think it was a pretty obvious decision and a pretty clever decision. I mean, lectures which mine have about 100 students, some have up to 300 students in them. That wasn't going to be possible with social distancing. So I think what they said was in line with what most universities will have to do. But it's also because they want to focus on providing the small group teaching, the seminars, the labs and the practicals in person. That's when I learn the most, and those are still going to happen with social distancing.
And what are your thoughts about the incoming freshmen? Because this isn't exactly the first year they were expecting.
No, I feel for them. One of my friends is coming to Cambridge. I don't think it's not exactly what university is expected to be, but I think that just because it's not what we plan, it doesn't mean it's not going to be a university experience. And we're hoping that they can still come onto campus and live onto campus. And I find that to be a more important part of my learning than lectures. Don't tell my parents that, though.
So just scanning through Twitter, several Cambridge students seem disappointed that they found out about the news via social media instead of directly from the university. Was there a problem, you think, in how the news was broken?
Yeah, I think that was a massive problem. I think that the headlines really didn't capture the news fully. They came from a leaked email, which, you know, indicated potential scenarios to plan for lectures being online, but they were completely warped to understand that Cambridge students weren't going back to campus, but that wasn't actually true. So I think if we had waited to hear from the Chancellor himself, from the heads of the colleges themselves, then we would have had a much clearer understanding than the misrepresented headlines.
Yeah. What was your first reaction to the headline?
My first reaction, to be honest, was shock, sadness, anger, because I would say I am pretty involved in my college decisions and I knew that that wasn't what we had been planning for. I was taken aback and I sent it straight to my parents and I was like, what's happening? And then I read the article and I saw that the headline was, you know, misrepresenting. And then I woke up the next morning and my uncle from Connecticut and my 70-year-old grandma from India both messaged me being like, have you heard? And I was like, oh no, it's gone viral and it's wrong.
When the news first broke a couple of days ago, many undergraduate students, not just at Cambridge, expressed fear and anxiety about having to pay full tuition for essentially getting an online education at a top school. I gather you're also student body president, Reva. What do you think about this?
I think that what we have to remember is that we have amazing professors, amazing staff who are all still going to be working the same amount of time to make our degree happen. Moving lectures online, for me, means that I can pause them. It means I can fast forward them if it's a boring bit. It means I can replay them. It will actually enhance some of my learning experience. I don't know. I'm more on the stance of like, if I'm still getting an education and if the staff are still employed and still working as hard, I understand where the value is.
Reva Kapoor, a second-year student at Girton College at Cambridge University in Cambridge, England. She's been speaking with us about Cambridge's decision to hold lectures online because of the pandemic. Reva, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.